Hello.
Hi, James.
Yes.
Hi, good morning. This is Alex from Forest Spice Houses. How are you feeling today?
I'm doing pretty good. It's Alexis.
Yes, you remember. Yes, I'm just calling you. I remember you mentioned that you weren't feeling well last week, but towards at the end of the week, you were like feeling better. So I just wanted to check on you, James.
I'm doing much better, and I've been away from church for about, I don't know, 5 or 6 Sundays now, and I don't like that
Oh.
because ever since I started, I've not missed a Sunday. And I have to tell you, the reason I went was to play the piano for them on Sunday because they only had a 9-year-old girl playing the hymns. So I decided I would go there and just play them, play it for the day. Well, we played the whole service together, and when I got through, Alexis, I was just blown away. And
Nice.
so
Well, that's
anyway,
good to hear. I mean, what's your
yeah.
favorite to play?
Oh my, I don't know. I'm an organist, really, but and I've worked in that for 40 years. So anyway, and
Oh,
I really
wow.
miss it now. But anyway. Have you worked doing what you're doing for a long time?
Yes, sir. Well, first of all, I'm glad to hear from you. It's really important to take care of yourself, and I'm glad to hear that you're feeling better. Now, I just wanted to touch base with you about scheduling the property visit to take pictures as well. You mentioned
Sure.
calling you back today to, set that up, and I just wanted to check in.
Well, Forrest came by and looked at the place. I don't know, it's been 3 or 4 weeks ago now. And I was sort of waiting to hear from him. I don't know whether he was going to make an offer or whether he was working closely with Zach or not. And Zach I had talked to, and Zach had reduced his offer somewhat, his cash price. So I didn't know whether Forrest was working separately from him or just what.
Forrest is actually our like boss, and Zach is our acquisitions manager. He is the one who's in charge of running numbers, but we work closely together. So just this morning we had a meeting, and I think we already offered from what I have here, you already signed the purchase agreement for $275,000.
Yeah, that was correct. And I didn't, my reason for signing that, I told Zach, was just to, and he came up with that pretty quick. But I told him I just wanted to look it over real good. And so he sent me that. And the 375, I'm not sure where that still enters into the picture or not. But the last offer he made was 370. I mean, three. It's 330, I believe, was the cash price he had offered. So that was considerably lower, and so I didn't know whether, again, whether Forrest was working closely with him or just
Yes, sir.
what the situation was. So anyway.
We are actually. So just this morning we had a meeting. So you said 3:30. What I have here is 275, and I believe that will be included. Like there's no closing costs, no agent commission, and all of that. It's gonna be like take home pay for the entire property.
Yeah,
So,
that's what I'm thinking.
yeah, that's correct. That's the entire purchase price. And then for Forrest, you said Forrest came by. We wanted to actually try to see and if we can like visit anytime this week, just for us to take pictures and do the inspection for the property. Like, I mean, would that be possible? I know you said that you're feeling better now. So I just wanted to see if we can
Well,
like go ahead and do that.
I am, but this week I'm working on strength for walking again, so next week sometime would be much more suitable, if that would work for you all. And that would be good. And I'm waiting to hear from another person that has been here since Forrest was here, and I'm real anxious to hear from him, and I expect to hear from him sometime this week. So anyway,
who's that? If you wouldn't mind me asking, like, do you have his name, or is that someone from our team as well?
No, it is not. It's a separate party, and I had just I didn't even know of him before, but he came by and took a look, and I was glad of that. And I'm just waiting to hear maybe what his offer might be. And I do expect to hear from him sometime this week. So anyway, but if we could set up a time next week, that would be great for the visit.
Yeah, for sure. So you mean you're also talking to someone that's like giving you offer and that stuff?
I've had two or three people to call about that, Alexis. And I'm glad to have the information. And like I told Zach, I wanted to look over his proposal or his whatever that he sent, the writing, and I was going to get an opinion from, I have a very close real estate friend and also a very close lawyer friend. So I wanted them to look it over as well. So that's the reason that I was asking him for the agreement. And I knew he said something about doing the DocuSign, and that was fine, but that's not saying that I'm agreeing to the $275 and let's go with it. I know there's a lot more formality to go through than that, but anyway. So that was my reason for doing the DocuSign, was to look the agreement over and see if we think that's okay. So. But there is one other person that I'm very interested to hear from, and probably would be this week sometime. So, but if we could set up a time for your visit next week, that would be fine.
Okay, that would be great. Well, I'll go ahead and talk to Zach about that as well, so maybe he can give you a call. I thought that you've already signed the purchase agreement with us. So the house is like pretty much under contract right now for $275,000.
Yeah. Yep. Well, I need him to know, and I told him that right up front, that I wanted to look the contract over, and that was not a saying I'm going to go with it. It was only for information, so I assumed that this was the DocuSign was something I needed to do to look it over. So that's as much as I wanted to do right now. Then I'll make my decision, and we can, you know, do the formal part of signing and everything later. So anyway, that's my story, and you talk with them, and if we could set up a time next week, that would be good.
Okay. I guess I'm just, like, confused because from the DocuSign, it looks like the purchase agreement was already signed.
Well, you see, I immediately, when I told Zach I wanted to look it over, he said, well, let me send this DocuSign to you. So that had nothing to do with the purchase. Now, this is a word, my word to his word to me.
Mm-hmm.
So that was not an agreement that I was going to sign the document, he was going to buy the property. This was so I could look over the document and see if it, you know, I agreed with it. So he needs to know that for sure.
Okay.
And so anyway, you can talk that over with him. So.
For sure, absolutely. Okay, I'll go ahead and talk to him real quick about this and let him know as well that you said you were going to go ahead and just look at the, I mean, that
yeah,
was
Yeah, I was just thinking, I wanted to look over the document and told him that, and immediately he wanted me to sign. And I was a little skeptical of it, but I didn't ask him about that. But I just assumed that was required for me to look over the document. But as far as the agreement to purchase the property for that price, there needs to be more than just me signing the document online. So anyway.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate that. Thank you for letting me know. In any case, we'd still wanted to go ahead and see or take some pictures about the property. We'd really much wanted to do it this week, but you said that you have prior appointments.
Yeah, not so much a prior appointment, but I just don't want to have anything to do with my getting better this week. And much less, but I'm trying to get my walking going, and that's very difficult right now. So,
Okay.
That's why I don't want to do anything until next week.
No problem. Would you have like a day next week that you prefer us to come and visit? Like,
I do not. I do not.
Okay.
No.
I can probably go ahead and definitely.
Afternoons would be better, but
afternoon.
If that would work.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you say like Monday next week in the afternoon would be a good time?
I think that'll be fine, Alexis.
Okay. All right. I don't know if you wanted to set up a time, like maybe 2 or after lunch would be good for you, or 2 p.m.?
I think 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock would be fine.
So Monday, 2 p.m.,
yeah.
Just to make sure. Monday, 2 p.m. next week, we could go ahead and
right.
come and visit. That's July 22nd.
Sure.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Again, I'll communicate that with Zach. And then if you have, like, any questions, feel free to call me back, you know, James.
Thank you, Alexis. And I was looking for your call today, so it's good timing.
Well, I appreciate your help with this. You know, take care, and I hope you feel better soon, full recovery. And again, if you
thank
need
you.
Anything from us, don't hesitate to reach out.
Thank you, Alexis, and God bless.
Thank you. You too. All righty. All right. Well,
bye.
Thank you and goodbye.